Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
And my name is Newly Single. I mean, Liz.
Oh, the adventures continue.
Oh, my God. Even under lockdown, you know, I will find a loophole, clearly. So let's start off with you, my dear. Three things that you're grateful for.
Oh, my gosh. Grateful for some really good friends. We had another cookout / dinner last night.
Oh, how nice.
So that was really nice. Again, very thoughtful. My friend Bob, who likes to grill, got some meatless, you know, patties, because he was making burgers. But he said, I thought you still wouldn't be eating, any beef or anything like that. So he had already had some additional special patties made, so that was good. And just grateful for laughter.
Yes.
A lot of good laughter. That's just, I think, even though like we all kind of keep in touch with each other, we don't always end up having these just really lighthearted conversations. Sometimes, even last night, you know, we did get into some politics. We got into some speculation about the virus and the pandemic and all that.
Right.
But just overall, we're just cracking jokes left and right. It was hilarious. It was great.
Oh.
And then also just grateful for, again, this like universal guidance or, the sort of, signs of, you're good. You're good. And and people on the other side are fine. And what did I get? I got into... I don't know what happened last night after I got back from my cookout, but I was thinking about everyone that I knew who had passed. And it wasn't like it meant to be a depressing thing. It was just sort of a remembering of everybody. And so I was like, well, how many people do I know? Because there are some people who know tons, They just have, they had these lists and lists of people that they just always remember. And I remember it would always feel heavy, So in this case, I was remembering people and it was more of a, I'm glad that I got to know you. Even if it was just like,
oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just had a class with this person. So, there are a number of classmates that I've heard of that, over the years, like, oh, I didn't realize that, he had passed or the one that was very recent, because she happened to live in the Atlanta area, but I never really saw her since high school. Found out that she had passed too. But I was just trying to remember things that were just, very positive or just the best things I could remember about them. And then just knowing that they're fine. And when I would feel myself getting a little down, it would just be like, well, what was that one thing that you remember about them? And it was just lifting back up again. And I was like, well, no, you guys are still doing your thing. Like whatever it is you're doing, it's not in this form, but you're still doing, doing things. And, so thank you for that. So those are my three things.
That's a good point, and it actually segues to the first thing that I'm grateful for, and I'll explain that in a second. The first thing I'm grateful for the slew of clients that have contacted me for readings, and
Very nice.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. And again, I'm promoting this online listener special, $50 for an hour. And what's great is that I've had several people from all over, which is wonderful. And what's been coming in about wanting to connect to those who've crossed over. And that's why I said just now that it's a great segue.
Right, right.
It what has been made very, very clear is that they got stuff to do over there, and they have things to work out and resolve. So the mm-hmm. person you may want to hear from may not be in the space to pierce the veil, but it's very interesting. I had one person last week, and they really needed to hear from their mom. There's a lot of unresolved issues, and what's interesting is that the brother came in because the mother told the brother to kind of step in, and then the mother sort of like showed in like through the back door, kind of. And isn't that interesting? So it may not reveal itself in the way that here, when we're in the dense physical universe, where this experience, it may not land the way that you picture it in your mind.
Right, right.
But it's not like we're going to put them on pedestals once they've passed over, like they're these invincible, you know, super creatures. They're not. They're not being weighed down in the way that we are, but they still got stuff to do. They're still complex issues. It's just on a totally different vibration. So
right.
I'm great. Yeah. So I'm grateful for those people trusting me to give them readings. And it's very interesting what I do about an hour or so before we have the session, whether it's on the phone or Zoom or FaceTime or whatever. I really devote that time prior to them, and I go into meditation, and I just see what comes in, and it's fascinating. And for everybody that I've done readings for recently, since I started the special, I mean, I have, like, notes and notes and notes. And so what's so cool is that, you know, you book a reading with somebody and you think, well, what are we going to talk about? And I may have a question and whatever, whatever. And what I love this format that a great approach and start to the reading is trying to decipher these bullet points. And then the second part of the reading is what issues, questions, concerns do you have for me? So it's really interesting how the recipient of the reading has no idea what has come in even before we connect. So it's been absolutely fascinating. Yeah, and I want to shout out one of our listeners. And I'm not going to disclose any information about her reading, but I want to just shout out Jen from Canada, who we had a great session. In Canada, they don't celebrate Memorial Day, so I was happy, you know, that I did something productive and meaningful. We had our session yesterday, and I didn't get too into my personal life, but I did say, girl, you know, my misadventures in dating. Well, you might want to listen to the show because it's, you know, I might have a story or two to tell that's kind of funny. I don't remember how that point connected to something that we were talking about as part of her reading, and I didn't want to get into my rabbit hole of like shenanigans and the hilarity ensues during her reading. So anyway, shout out to you. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience, and if anybody is interested in reading, just send us an email to loablend@gmail.com. Listener special, $50 for an hour. Thank you. So so that's so number one, the clients. Okay. Number two, I am grateful for, and I think you kind of said it also, I'm grateful for intuition. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I got myself out of a pickle. I am very grateful for intuition and instinct and just listening and trusting, even if you don't know why at the time. Like, it should just be enough, like, if you get an intuitive hit, like, this isn't a good idea, so get out of it or say no or what have you. And instead of saying, but why, I don't understand, all of that nonsense, just to trust. So, yay, grateful for intuition. And I would say the third thing that I'm grateful for, I'm grateful for choosing to move from a state of whatever, choosing to lead and to head towards a calm state. So whatever unexpected situation comes at you, that to feel it, move through it, but with the intent that calmness is the goal. So to always lead toward calmness. So I'm grateful for that, to feel the chaos, but know that the journey is towards calm. So those are the three things as well. So very, very grateful.
Nice.
Yes. Right? go ahead. Were you going to say something?
Well, I was just looking in the chat room. So we have Jay and Raven.
I want to hear the comments.
Amish comedian. And so Amish comedian is Jen. And she said, grateful for the ability to help others, weird dreams, and coffee.
Amen.
And I'm like, well, no, just, you know, so this week I'm trying to early start on the day, which also means I need to go to bed earlier.
Yeah.
And that proved to be a little more difficult. I left my little cookout, not crazy early, but earlier than I normally would.
Right.
And I told people, like, I know that if I can just as easily hang out here for the next, you know, day and a half probably, I could hang out here for a while. And then, but I wanted to get home. So this is like 10:15. I'm going to go home and I'm going to just try to wind down. And, you know, midnight, I'm still awake.
Oh,
you know, 12:30, I'm still awake. And
she's having a party. Okay.
Having a party, right. Mm-hmm. Well, I was trying to do some meditations, and then I got into, like, listing the people that I remember who have passed, you know, the people that I actually have met, not just people, oh, I heard so-and-so.
Right,
but people
right.
that I remember in some way. And then I just try, every so often I take a break, and I just try to sit still and just breathe and meditate, and then another name would come up. Wow, oh, okay.
Mm.
And then, but yeah, like throughout the course of the evening, like I fall asleep, I go up, I wake up, go pee, you know, and just like, all right, this is just too much. Well, part of the reason why I wanted to do that and go to bed early is because next week I'm going to be taking care of my niece,
wow.
my niece Isabel, who's like just over 2 months old, and her parents are, well, my brother's already working, but working from home for now, but he's working at the same office as his wife, and she will officially be off of maternity leave, and no one is really having to go into the office. She knows that she cannot try to, you know, hold the baby and
work
from home.
Yeah. Nope.
So she, like, I was over there Sunday, and We talked some stuff over. I got to hang out with my niece for the first time in probably 3 weeks.
Pictures were adorable, by the way. I just needed to cut you off. I'm like, who is this beautiful child? And put her in the cover of magazine. She has personality. I'm like, who is this Christ child? Anyway, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but oh my God, I just had to. Who is this Christ child? Put her in a manger, stat. Well, she is adorable. Anyway, go ahead.
She's all right. She's all right.
She's fabulous.
She's also like I looked at her astrology chart, you know. I'm like, ooh, yeah, you know, she's not like those pictures that I show. Obviously, it's because I'm around her, you know. That's the effect of the auntie effect. But she can be have a really good morning, very very happy in the morning when she wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like having to put her down for naps. And partly because she can't, she doesn't want to miss out on anything.
Yeah.
She can't, she just fusses because she really is tired, but she's trying to, you know, stay
awake. Right.
And then it's just the whole, you know, digestion thing when she's feeding and then she's like, as my brother said, he's like, well, you know, the pictures I share with you and mom and dad, it's because, you know, she's really happy in the morning and that's like the best time and she's not nearly as, you know, fussy. But, you know, the girl's got a set of, you know, lungs on her, so she can cry and she'll just cry for no reason. And then they know that that's a thing for right now, that can just be what they do. Like,
right.
There's no reason. It's not because they need to get changed. It's not because of anything. They're just going to cry. There's nothing you can do about it. They're just going to cry. And
right.
And so I can see how, you know, after maybe hour three that could be a little exhausting. But
absolutely.
But apparently she had cried for like the previous, you know, 3 or 4 days. So that's why she was really tired. She was pretty pleasant. But she has this intensity to her. You know, when she's not like in like complete joyful smiling mode. You know, she's got these looks. I'm like, oh yeah, I can see that like, I'm gonna, you know, peer into the darkness that is your soul and find out what's going on. I'm like, okay, I get it. You're gonna do that. She's really looking at things because she can. Mm-hmm. She has something to focus on. But you know, she's a Pisces baby. I think she's got like, I think it's like a Scorpio rising.
Oh boy.
There's some intensity there.
Yeah, that's good though.
But, yeah, but she fell asleep. I took her for a little bit, you know, in the afternoon for her afternoon nap because she was fussing. And she wasn't going to sleep, and her mom had tried. And I said, well, you know, do you want me to just give you a break and I'll hold her for a little bit, or, you know, I'll try. And I tried, you know, she would fall asleep a little bit, and I tried to put her to crib. And that moment of, what are you doing? You're lowering me down. I can feel it. Like, no.
She's like, bitch, no, I want to go to the diaper club, and then I got bottle service, bitch,
So I held her. She fell asleep. You know, basically, you have to hold her for
right now.
So I'm like, well,
right.
I don't mind that. Like, right now,
no.
That's great. So I'll take it, and I'm sure she'll
great.
Take it. You know, let's chat after next week and be like, I'll be like, no, but it was. So I know that I need to be up. I need to get my stuff ready. I need to be ready to go and drive over there in the mornings, you know, by a certain time. So I don't need to be trying that, you know, first thing Monday, because Monday she doesn't have to start. My sister-in-law doesn't start until Tuesday officially working from home. So we're going to try it on Monday and see what, and then adjust it to Tuesdays and Thursdays after this show. I'll head over there, but
nice.
I don't know. So I'm excited about it. But anyway, you think because I've had all this interrupted sleep that I would just be lucky to get some sleep, but no, tons of dreams.
But maybe, you know. Yeah, but I think, and again, I'm not astrology oriented at all, but if I'm not mistaken, I think there was like some full moon, big moon situation in Gemini, I want to say, this past weekend. There was something going on, I think. There was. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that always affects my sleep. But, you know, also, because you know that you have something so important to do, that's actually going to ease you into what your body's going to know what it needs to do too. And even if you didn't sleep as well as you would have liked or whatever, because this is so important, other things will compensate for that. I mean, I just know that. I mean, moms out there, you know what I'm talking about. Hello. Yeah. I mean, there's a saying that, you know, moms sleep with their sneakers on. So whatever it is to get the job done, it's just going to be this routine to adapt to. But I think it's wonderful and a beautiful connection for your whole family. So especially for you. So I think that's, and for them to feel like, oh, she's well taken care of. Your brother can be there, but without the pressure of being totally responsible for her. And then her mom, your sister-in-law, can get some work done and also just have a sense of her own identity and that she is,
right.
She can be at work and be her own person. And I used to say early on that work is vacation.
Right.
Because it's so, and I remember like 6 weeks after giving birth to my oldest son, I was working on site and I would have to take pumping breaks. I'm like, no. So like so to have that separation, because it really is 24/7, especially when the kids are young, but it's always, if they're in the household, it's 24/7. I don't care if your kids are 45. If they're in your household, it's 24/7. It's just that vigilance and that adaptation, and whatever state you're in, you will just adapt. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I'm running on like no sleep, and then you get a call from the school nurse, or there's an emergency, or you have to go to the emergency room, and all of a sudden you turn into a superhero. You know, you just boom, suit up, go. It's that adrenaline. And then you pass out with a glass of wine when you can, you know, afterwards. Right. You know, mommy needs some medicine. Yes, so whatever you need to do. And to also be very clear about what your priorities are and leave the rest. That's it. And to streamline, I think, this time that we're all been living with for these recent months, is an opportunity to really hit that point and to incorporate that. And you know, we're shifting to everything being different now. So I know that many of the states are opening up. Kind of interesting to see what that's going to look like, especially some states that beaches and, I mean, at some point, I think there was one, I don't remember, Florida, someplace, where the officials were like, we can't control it and they need to have a good time. I'm like, okay, just, all right. And New York, we'll just keep working on keeping our numbers, you know, getting our numbers low. And, yeah, I got a couple messages from people that don't live in New York. They're like, so is New York looking more normal? I'm like, no.
Right.
It's going to be a minute. It's going to be a minute. I think we're going to be one of the last places to really have a sense of how things used to be. I think it's going to take a long, long time for us, unfortunately. But because there has been such a concentration, it's going to take a while. It's not going to look like how it's looking in other parts of the states, unfortunately. I wish it would, but I also know the backlash of that, or what that could look like. So we have to be very, very careful. So And speaking of being careful, so I'm going to explain why I'm newly single, unless somebody's in the queue and we...
No, you're good.
Okay. So, you know, I don't reveal identifying information on this show. I don't name names. I'm a lady. I keep things discreet. But I'm going to give this person, this gentleman caller, I'm going to give him a name. Not, it's not his real name, but I'm going to give him a name. So he is from India, but living in, I guess, living in New York, I guess, for about 30 years, but came here as a young adult. All right. So I'm going to call him Vishnu. And the reason why I'm going to call him Vishnu, because if you look at a picture, Vishnu is the god with all the arms.
Okay,
so that's going to be his name. Originally, when I, and he broke up with me, and I'm very glad that he did. So originally, my little nickname for him was Deepak because he sounded like Deepak Chopra, and I thought that was hot. But now he's Vishnu. Okay. So anyway, long, boring story short, we had met virtually almost a month ago, and what I really appreciate about this person is that I was the recipient of energy that I had never really received in my entire life. So it was like getting vitamin infusions. You know, when you go to the hospital for dehydration and electrolytes, that's okay. The service dog teaches you how to walk. Okay, so all those things, very therapeutic. And we were able to date in person, social distancing, because he lived close enough, close but not too close, because I like that. I'm very much a free spirit, so I don't like to feel suffocated. And I love being single. So, you know, I like attention, but I like to be single. So, you know, figure that out. how do we work with that? Like, okay, that's good. Bye. Get out. Okay, how do we do that? But anyway, I'll cross that bridge when I get to it, if and when that happens. So it was almost like we did our version of contact tracing over these 4 weeks. So I knew what his situation was, my situation, and very parallel. He has adult child in the household. I have my teenager and my young adult in my household, and if we left our house maybe once or twice a week to run errands, he has a car that is disinfected, and so we were doing all of those things for close to 4 weeks. And the emotional connection for me was incredibly valuable, even if it was remote. Like, I didn't really care, like, if I saw him in person or didn't see him in person. And, you know, when you give a reading, you could do that remote. Like, when I have like I said earlier, when I have a reading with somebody and I connect to their energy, and then we're on the phone or however we're doing it, it's the energy still comes through because it's a different dimension. So, and I guess because I'm sort of wired and used to that, like, I'm okay. I don't need to see you every day. Like, we would have, like, this standing Saturday afternoon, like, social distant date. And it's not like, what restaurant I wasn't taken anywhere, really. So, but I found a great spot, a very short walk from my apartment that was actually, it's part of a college campus nearby, near the dorms. So, of course, there's benches. There's, high-top tables and chairs that are built into their grounds. There's security all over the place, but it's not a place that's crowded. So, and then there's a gourmet deli that's open on the corner. So if the weather is nice, it's like you can imagine, you know, with your mask and your gloves that you're at an outdoor cafe. So I figured it out, right? And if I need to go to the bathroom or whatever, my apartment's 5-minute walk. So it's beautiful. My kids need me. So I had it all. I figured it out, right? No, the thing is, my kids do not need to know, nor do they want to know, about my little escapades. Okay? They pre-virus, during the virus, post-virus, they don't need to know. But I am not a liar. So I lead with the truth. So I would say I'm running out to meet a friend in the neighborhood for a social distance hangout. Okay, bye, Mom. And I'm like, I'll pick up pizza on the way home, whatever. Okay, so that was all. So masks, gloves, a good time, perfect. So we did that a couple of times, and very intense. And after week two, we kind of knew, okay, we were doing all the right things. And I'm always one to find a loophole. So I'm like, oh, I know there's a workaround. And I'm feeling very, not like, I'm in love, oh my God, is he thinking about me? No, none of that. But I was just feeling such the infusion. It's like when you, like, okay, perfect example. You switched your diet because you were dealing with all of these skin issues and you wanted to feel better, and you switched your diet. And you were infused with nutrients and minerals and things that are supporting your wellness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. So my wellness is being supported, and I'm getting nutrition, energetic nutrition, that I literally didn't realize I was so depleted. I was starved. Not desperate, but there was an absence of that. Like I needed zinc, okay? Mm-hmm. Whatever. So, and very healing, and I'm very grateful for that. So even the times on the phone or the texting or the good morning, beautiful. I never got that in my life. Good morning, beautiful. Thank you. Okay. Yes, please. May I have another? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Starved
mm-hmm.
for all of that. Are you having a nice day? You know, and also he has a job. Very appealing. Okay, he's working. Yay. So it's
very
not like
appealing,
it's
yeah.
very appealing. So it's not like someone's bored and it's a pandemic and it's like, well, you know, she responded to my message, so okay, but I'm talking to 10 other people and I'm a sex addict. No, nope, none of that. So this was like building virtual intimacy and emotional connection. And the jury was out for me about this person, but I was willing to explore. But I so appreciated how into me he was. So the last time, no, we got the two last times we got together. So I want to talk about the time before the most recent. So the time before the most recent, I'm like, there has to be a loophole or a workaround or whatever. So we did hold hands with gloves. And, you know, with chemistry, you're not going to know until you know.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very intense. Just from holding hands. So what's great is that there wasn't this distraction of, oh, we went to the movies, and then we went to a Broadway show, and then we had dinner, and then we, nope, none of that. So it was very interesting to build intimacy without those things to be players in that exploration. So it was very, very clear, very direct, because there was nothing to sort of distract us or to enhance that situation. It was as stripped down as you can get, really, right? So that was very profound. And then the time last, because the car was there, he sat in the front seat and I sat in the back. and we were catty cornered so that he could see me at the rear view mirror. So look, see, I'm finding loopholes, right? So no, it's not 6 feet apart, but you know, we're working with them. The master, so we're finding kind of workarounds for intimacy, but being very, very kind of safe and careful. Mm-hmm. Okay. But we're feeling like that spark or whatever, but knowing very well, we're going to have to be very creative here, but also feeling that we could probably, as time passes and we know no one's exhibiting symptoms and we're doing our contact tracing and we're not going out and we see each other and very aware of all those precautions, we're being responsible. So as time was passing, we were feeling, okay, we can probably hug, keep the mask on, we could hug. Now, I hadn't received a hug from a gentleman caller in a long time, or a gentleman caller that really was invested in wanting to be in something that could lead to a serious type of relationship. I mean, Vishnu is saying, like, he wanted me to be his girlfriend or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, my God, okay. So that was very, very intense. And, again, that infusion of energy that I had no idea how depleted, starved, and how much healing had an opportunity to take place. So for me, the benefit just for my own growth, and again, this whole thing with dating, it's not like I need to have a man in my bed. Thank God I don't need that. It's not going to happen. Don't want it to happen right now. But I need to learn who the hell I am, and for whatever reason, these men are helping me discover that for right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the purpose and the intent for me. Whatever happens, happens. So then I get a call. Now we always have our standing Saturday date, so I get a call. So it's Friday, the Friday before Memorial Day. I'm working early. Let's get together a little later. So I'm thinking, oh, we'll do that instead of Saturday again, because I'm not clingy or needy. I'm very independent. I'm like, oh, so now my Saturday is free. I said, oh, is this instead of Saturday? He goes, or is this an add-on? He said, this is an add-on. I'm like, oh, all right then. Okay. Now, the weather was looking a little ominous, but I'm like, no, it's not so bad, but let me take my umbrella. So I told my kids, I'm meeting a friend to hang out in the neighborhood. See you soon. And I don't go home after dark because it's still creepy out here. I don't care what people are saying about New York right now, or that we're back to normal. We are so far from that. It's still very, very scary. So I don't like to be out when the sun is down. But sunset now is about close to 8 o'clock. So, you know, I can hang out for a couple hours and be home and it's fine. So we meet up. And he has this conversation that he did a little research about, well, you know, there are hotels. I'm like, oh.
No.
Oh, hey now. And I said, that requires a lot of research and thought, but I will tell you this right now. In this area, in the heart of New York City, and that's where I live, hell, absolutely no, because many displaced people are staying there, and the hotels are for those on the front lines in the medical profession. There is
right.
No way. There is no way. And what are your intentions? You know, whatever. So it wasn't like I was scared or nervous, whatever. It was a very adult conversation, and then it kind of ended up a very mature conversation, and then it kind of ended up, well, I'm open to the conversation, not for New York City, and I understand wanting a place to hang out that's, you know, not a side street or your car. I get that. I understand that. But it doesn't mean I'm ready to just give it up. And let me just say this. Now, I didn't say this to him, but I'll say this on the air. Honey, guys just don't understand how complicated it is to be a woman and trying to keep it cute. And I'm not thinking about this with anybody, because until I can get a wax, ain't nothing going to happen. Okay, and that's my chastity belt. I will say that right now. Okay, so right there, that is the great boundary. That's the chastity belt. So until this rainforest, until some deforestation can take place, okay, the indigenous people, they're protesting. Like, it's bad. The EPA is on my ass. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things going on. So, yeah. So men, they don't get it. And I know we're all deprived, but I'm not wired like that, okay? Men and women are so different. And I know I'm generalizing, but it's a general conversation. So, and I'm not going to say that. So, like, for me, it's like this is a no-brainer. Now, again, I'm all for loopholes and workarounds, but they have to roll out very, very slowly. So I said, well, to you, the conversation, I know states that are neighboring states like New Jersey and Connecticut, they're not as locked down as New York. But I need to, you just can't say, oh, I'm going to take you someplace as a surprise. Hell no, Hannibal Lecter. No. I need to know what to tell my kids. No, we're not playing. So it wasn't like a tense conversation, but I'm very focused and very clear. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, but we will figure it out. And again, everything's mutual. Everything's nice. Everything is still feeling like maybe this is going to lead toward like a boyfriend-girlfriend status type of situation. So I'm not upset. I'm not mad. Then it starts, the rain starts to really come down. So the two of us end up in the backseat of the car. And again, I'm not upset. I'm not nervous. I'm finding loopholes. We already hugged the week before. We held hands the week before. You know, I'm like, look, we're past 3 weeks. I think we're fine. You know, we still got masks on, whatever. Okay, so without getting too graphic, but all of a sudden the deity Vishnu decided to make an appearance. And you can do a lot if you have like 8 hands. And again, I'm not mad. He got a good sound system. I had a playlist. I'm not mad. I'm like, okay, I'm not mad. Okay. But then this is why I said I'm grateful for instinct and intuition. Now, the thing is, I hadn't experienced that kind of intimacy / passion / whatever, where I'm more like a deer in the headlights and I'm more overwhelmed with emotion for my own healing than have my baby. No, because it's not like, oh, have my baby. No, I'm like having this whole other, and again, I can't explain this to anybody. Or to the other person involved. So I'm having this whole, it's almost like a split screen. So I'm like in this situation, like the woman on this date, and there's hands everywhere, and I'm like, I'm not mad. I'm like, okay. So all of that, like, and then there's this other part, like the spiritual soul and all the unhealed parts of myself saying, oh, you better come out. If you want to go in the buffet line, you better show up now because, hello, we're starved. So all of this is going on split screen. And I'm speechless. I am speechless because I could feel so much healing happening and so full of emotion. It was very profound. Then my instinct kicks in because, now, God bless the guys that know how to have their moves that they must have been practicing since middle school. God bless them that all of a sudden, if I let this go any further, you're going to try to unhook a bra or do what. And so what, right before, I mean, they must practice this. I don't know how they do it. It's an art. And then if you're Vishnu, then I'm scared. Not scared, but scared is the wrong word. But I mean, then I'm just like astounded, like, oh, so I very gently, because it was too much. Not like I felt scared. Absolutely consensual, but too much in terms of I was just so full of emotion, not towards him, but just in excavating and remembering who the hell I was and who I'm becoming. So I'm having this moment. I could have had it by myself, really, but, you know. So I'm so full of this. So in a very nice way, I'm like, I could barely speak the words, you're going to have to stop, right? So I scooch over in a very nice way so he wouldn't think it was him. And then I'm mad at him because I'm not. He was the facilitator. He was the physical therapist, literally. He was a physical therapist. So I didn't know I was going to have a PT session. So he was a physical therapist. And I go into kind of a fetal position, not like, oh, my God, I'm so damaged, I'm a mess. But I kind of – now, I'm little, so I can do this and make it still look cute. So I had a really good outfit. I looked – it was great. So I'm kind of scooched up, and he's next to me. So what I do is I take my arms – and from behind, again, social distancing. So we're doing this, masks are half on, half off, gloves are on. I mean, you know, I'm like, if we were to pass a social distance test, maybe a D+. But you know what? I'm girls trying. D+, but whatever. I didn't fail. But a D+. I'm not going to lie to the show, to the listeners. I'm not going to lie to you. So I take my gloved hands and I kind of hug him from behind, where so my face is resting on his back, so we're not face to face, and up from behind, and just like letting him know, okay, I'm into you, I think, but whatever, we're not going to go there. Okay, I'm going to act like I'm into you because it's not that I don't know, but I'm so overwhelmed. This was so intense. I can't even speak, but I couldn't tell because in that moment, the healing experience was greater than my connection to him. It was enough for me to get a reading on the chemistry that I could get as far as the jury is out. But I don't care about that because I'm more invested in my healing. So if I had to choose, I'm going to choose my healing because that's for the rest of my life. Guys come and go. And I will evaluate later, okay? Fine. So the rain is really coming down, and we're literally like two blocks away. I said, do me a favor, drive me home. This was really nice, but I couldn't tell what he was thinking. It was fine, but, you know, Vishnu had a party, so you're welcome. Okay. Drives me home, and I don't hear from him the rest of the night. And usually, you know, we might have a very nice conversation late at night to say goodnight or whatever. So there was a lot of emotional intimacy remotely. Mm-hmm. And this was the fourth time that we had seen each other in person. So for me, like, the jury was out, and I was thinking, well, I got to process all of this. And I was just so profoundly grateful, as I am for all of these knuckleheads, so grateful because the healing and the strength and the resolve that I gain is so priceless. Now, allegedly, we're supposed to still get together the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the next day. I don't hear anything. And it's like 9:30 in the morning, and I'm looking at my window, torrential rain. And this is where the intuition kicks in. And I had this overwhelming feeling. Don't see him. And I didn't know why. But I trust, because it's the same thing when I'm on the air and people call in, I don't second guess anything. Somebody private reading, meditate, I trust it. I have trained myself to trust it. Why should it be different with anything else? So I just trusted that intuition. Don't see him. And I look out the window. And I also said to myself, what am I going to tell my kids? I'm going to walk out into an open storm to hang out in the middle of the street. What am I going to say? What am I going to say? And I'm not going to lie to them. So, but the main reason was that instinct, don't see him. And that was enough for me not to even question. So I sent an email and I said, I had fun yesterday and it was very impactful. The weather is looking really bad. So I think we should get together another time. Now, if somebody had done that with me, because that's life, I'm like, okay, let me know when you want to get together. Bye. And I go on with my life. Right? But no. And it's too bad he should have done that, because he would still probably be in my life and we just would have broken up, like, you know, this week. So it's fine. it would have happened. It would have happened as in the aftermath of this. I could tell, like, we're not a match. So he just should have left it, like, okay, let me know when you want to get together. I'll call you later. I had a great time too. Da 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 da. So then I get a text like 2 hours later, which is not like him at all. I'm really surprised that you're canceling our date. I'm like, here we go. Now he's offended that I didn't, you know, run in the rain like a Bollywood movie. Like, I have to see you because you're my life. My name is Liz Ortiz. Have we not met? Okay. And then I'm like, okay, he's gonna meet the tough New Yorker right now. So I could tell he was upset. So I text back and I said, I'm choosing not to meet with you for two reasons. Number one, I cannot be dishonest to my kids. And what am I going to tell them? That I'm meeting a man to hang out in the back of his car? Because that's what it would have been. So I was very blunt. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say that to my kids. And then what are we going to do in the back of your car, Vishnu? Okay, number one. And then number two, as parents, we have to lead with our brains over our hearts, and the risk of taking this to a hotel is something that's absolutely prohibitive. Something like that. And then he writes back, we already had the conversation. We weren't going to a hotel when you explained about what's going on in New York. And I said, well, thank you for the clarification, but there was also talk of maybe New Jersey or Connecticut. And then he writes back, okay. And I'm like, oh, he's mad. And again, thank God I'm a psychic. Pissed. He's pissed because I'm rejecting him. And also I was really blunt about in the back of the car. Okay, kind of calling him out on his intentions or to see how far he could get. Okay, so then a lot of time passes. So I'm like, you know what, let me just put a pin in it. So I put, thank you for understanding. Then yesterday, Sunday, so then nothing, right? And I'm like, he's mad. So I want to know what the problem is, and let's talk about it, because I'll break up with you right now. Come on, bring it. And I don't look for confrontation, but I don't avoid it. And I don't like unfinished business. So Sunday, I don't hear anything. So in the afternoon, I text, may I ask you a question? And my question was, are you upset with me and why? Let's please talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He writes back like a half hour later, no. So for me, in my mind, I'm like, oh, okay. All right, stupid. All right, bitch. Okay, bitch. This is the beginning of the end. No, I can't ask a question. Now, I don't know if that's a cultural thing, but we're in America.
Here we go.
Here we go. No. I'm like, you just dug your own grave. So I'm like, I'm not saying nothing. Then like an hour later, I need time before we talk. You're making me think all kinds of things. I think that we're not, and it was all like non sequiturs. So with these unfinished sentences, I don't think that we're compatible. It was all ellipses, dot, 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 dot. I'm like, is this a text or a haiku? I don't know. What is this? I couldn't like freaking disseminate it. And then the last thing he said, I think it's best that we end this. And I'm like, thank you, thank you, thank you. I didn't have to do it. So then what's really funny, because this is such a cut and paste response, because I've done it with everybody before him. I'm kind of losing count. I think he's like, whether they were in person or remote, I've used this line maybe like half a dozen times already. So I'm like, okay, great. So I just pulled up my response. His was a little different because I am so grateful for all the emotional and all that attention. I didn't realize I was starved for that, and he did revive that part of me. So I'm grateful to all these guys for the rest of my life, because it ends before it gets messy, and I like it. And I like to have memories that are clean and pure and not tainted with bullshit. So I'm like, oh, well, I can cut and paste this response. I already know what I'm going to say. And this is what I said to him. His was a little customized because he was special in the attention he paid me. And I said, I appreciate all the beautiful kindness that you've shown me. Thank you for being part of my journey. I wish you nothing but the best. And then I blocked him from everything. I blocked, like, any pictures I had, any text messages. I blocked his number, anything. And I shut things down real quick. That's it. Done. You say it's over, thank you, and I'm going to take that like a dog with a bone, okay? Because you did this, Vishnu. Shut him down, block him. I felt funky for about 10 minutes, and then I went on with my life. So that was fine and relieved, and I knew, okay, if this isn't lining up, and if I can't even ask a question, I'm told no. Right there, I don't want to. You're out of my life. I can't ask you a question. Bye. That's it. That to me, it's the little thing. Forget the big thing. It's the little things that I really focus on. The little things reveal so much more than the big demonstrations and parades of just drama and bullshit. The little things, that's what you have to look at. So what's really interesting to me, he's, you know, a world traveler and all of that. It didn't even occur to me, but he, and I don't know why, and I'm not going to find out, but at like 3:00 yesterday afternoon, I get a notification from WhatsApp. So he got slick, found me on WhatsApp because, right? And I'm like, oh. And I just, you get the pop-up. So WhatsApp, you can tell if somebody has read your message because it will have the double check marks. But you could also get like the beginning of the message without opening it. So he's like, hi, would like to, I hope you're doing great. No, I'm not. Hi, hope you're doing great. Hi, it's Vishnu. Hope you're doing great. Would like to talk to you today. Delete. I just deleted it. It's in the archives. My little story. And I'm very grateful for the healing. And self-discovery is the key. Being in relationship with yourself is the key. Loving yourself is the key. And most importantly, trusting your intuition is the key. And what a great way to end this show. So I'm glad I have the chance to tell my little funny story. So if somebody has more than two arms, run away. Okay. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. You want to get a listener discount for a reading, please email me, loablend@gmail.com. We're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Take really good care of yourselves. Listen to your intuition. Let the light do the work into brighter days ahead. Love you so much. Take care. Bye.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
That you like.